Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I actually don't use Telegram either. I've had a Telegram since 2021 because it's like I got sucked into cryptocurrency when it went crazy back then. And that shit's really gay. So first and foremost, I associate Telegram with like Russia and like nasty third world niggas that use it to do illegal stuff. Like that dude Russian Kutaka, he gets tons of illegal stuff from like Telegram, I think. And I understand it's because like Telegram is less regulated, it's more libertarian, whatever, but still it's gross, right? It's the stink. And the second thing is that like I only associate it with like crypto, so it's like infinite Indians and scam bots. There's like no community there. So I just don't like it, you know? And I have it now. Because something interesting happened. So I know this dude. And he runs a YouTube channel. You in specific, you'd know who I'm talking about, but he runs a YouTube channel. It's about like Canadian nationalism and stuff. And he's kind of dorky. Like I think he's like a dork. And he basically had a revelation while he was talking to me. So he messaged me because he thinks he should delete his YouTube channel, even though he's got about like I think he should have 13,000 subs. And I was like, he gave the reason that he thinks he's gonna get doxxed by like Antifa Marxists. And at face value, I'd say no, and that he's just being paranoid. But he's been paranoid about it for a while, and I've seen like not hard proof, but decent enough evidence to substantiate what he's saying, right? Like it's like he's kind of well connected in that sphere, and he knows that these people get attacked by Antifa. And I think like his Discord server got attacked by Antifa, but I forget if it was actually attacked or if he was just like trying to keep them out somehow. Because I don't store this stupid shit that well in my memory because it's dumb, right? Very efficient. So he had this revelation that like he's a dork and that I've always been right and that we should flee the country because it's sinking really fast. And the way to flee is you basically need a really good degree and GPA, and then the states might take you. And he had me, it's like he asked me if I use Telegram, and I was like, yeah. And he wanted to talk to me there instead. And I assumed he was being schizo, but he actually wasn't. Is that he knows this finance bro, and he wanted me to like do a call, quote unquote, with him. And I said no, but it made me revive my Telegram. So I deleted every chat, I changed the name. I changed the name to there's this German word that I found out about it from that channel called Hyperborean Knowledge. And I noticed that if you remove the first letter, it looks like a name. And I made that the name, and then I talked to like the finance bro, but I didn't do a call. It's like he was an intermediary. I was talking to the dorky guy as an intermediary. And I could talk more about that, like about how I think it's like all gay, like just the concept of being like a finance bro. It's like some dude, like a few million bucks is all connected, I guess. But it's useless to me. Yeah, it's been 3 minutes. I'll wrap this one up.